Begin the card daf mesachtes chagiga daf zayin. Begin on the bottom of vavim beis, the bottom line on the amud, where the gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf regarding, we mentioned the mishnah machlekes b'shamis hill regarding what is the minimum shear of the re'ayin of that of the eilus re'iyah and of the shamah chagiga. On that, the gemara continues on the theme regarding the minimum requirements for this mitzvah of re'iyah, which is what we open up in the halacha of our opening mishnah. So the gemara brings tan hasam. We learned over there a well-known mishnah mesechtes pei, because we say this every single morning. The minig is with the birchas atayra. Mishnah says elu dvarim she'elam shir. These are the things that don't have a specific measurement. As you can tell, type of zayin and alf, they are hapeya, which is the corner of the field. The Torah did not give a specific measurement how much has to be left over for the poor. Now, even though there is no biblical measurement, but the sages did give a measurement that it should be 1/60th of a person's field should be left over in the corner of the field for the poor. But biblically, there's no measurement. And the habikurim, regarding the first fruits, which the pasuk says in Devarim Chavav, you should take from the first of the fruits of your land, doesn't say how much of the first should be brought, of the shibas aminim. And regarding the mitzvah of re'iyah, which I'm going to explain exactly what does that mean. Ugemilas chasadim, and regarding our charitable acts of kindness, and the Torah regarding learning Torah, all these things, there's no biblical measurement for how much one has to do. Now, Amr B'yechan, Rabbi Yechan said, Kisvurin anu lema. We thought to say, to explain, that this, that it says here in the Mishnah Masechtas Peah, that these things have no measurement, when it says, Hara'ayin ain leishir, that the appearance of doesn't have a measurement, it meant lamala, meaning it doesn't have a maximum. Rather, you can bring as much as you want to. Aval yesh leishir lamata, but that it does have a minimum, not to do less than one silver ma, as we learned in our Mishnah. And that we thought that this shear, that this measurement was direct, so it was biblical. Ah, Chabar Rabbi Yishu Baribi, until Rabbi Yishu, who was the great one in his generation, the Liman, they taught, no, Hare'elyon, this mitzvah of Re'iyah, Ein Loi Shir, does not have a measurement, Loi Lamala, Loi Lamata, there's no maximum, there's no minimum, biblically. Aval Chachamayim, the sages said, it's rabbinic mitzvah. Now we had a machlekes in the Mishnah exactly what that is. Hari'iyah ma kesef, the oilas ri'iyah is one silver ma, the chagiga shte kesef, and the karma chagiga, like Basil said, was two silver ma. In other words, this shiurment that we said in the Mishnah by ri'iyah and the chagiga was only from rabbinic law. Now, the terminology that we say in this famous Mishnah Masechtas Peah says the Gemara, my hara'oyin. When you say hara'oyin elam shir, why are you using the word re'ayin? Why didn't you just say the re'iyah, which is the oilas re'iyah? We would have understood. It means the value of the carbon oila. Because now, however, it doesn't sound like it's going on the monetary value of the oilas re'iyah. It actually sounds like it's talking about the mitzvah of re'iyah's panim, of actually appearing oneself, the re'ayin, which is the mitzvah of seeing and being seen. So therefore, Bichonam, he actually says it's referring to re'iyah's panim ba'azara. It refers to when you show your face in the courtyard. When we're saying Ein Lam Shir, we say as many times as a person desires, he could come and show himself in the courtyard, and he doesn't have to bring a carbon every single time that he appears himself. We're saying Ein Lam Shir. There's no measurement for the obligations. Whereas Rish Lakish says, it's also Re'iyah's Panim. It's talking about how many times you can show yourself, but it means Bekarbon, meaning every single time you have to bring a carbon for every time that you're coming and you're appearing. So Re'ayin Ein Lam Shir. Yeah, you could come as many times as you want, but it requires a carbon. That's machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. So the Gemara qualifies their machlekes. Be'ikah haregel, in the primary yomtiv, meaning the first day of yomtiv, kulam aleplegi, no one disagrees, d'riyiz ponim b'karbon. Even Rabbi Yechon would agree that when every time you show your face, you have to bring a carbon. Ki plegi, their whole machlekes is b'shayim is regel, all the other days of the yomtiv. Moreover, kol heicha d'asa v'aisi, whenever the person comes and he brings a carbon with him, Kulam aleplegi, no one's going to disagree the mekalim there that we accept from him. It's not like chulam bazara. We accept it. Ki plegi, the machlekes is the asav aleisi, if he comes and he doesn't bring a carbon with him. That's their dispute. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon held re'iyah's panim bazara, that the way he phrased it was, there's no shir for re'oyen, which is you're showing your face in the courtyard, which means the chol emes to asi, whenever you come, lo yitzarchla, so you don't have to bring a carbon. Whereas the Shlokosham, he says, re'iyah's panim bekarbon. Yes, there's no measurement to how many times you show your face with a carbon, because the whole aim is to ask, because whenever you do come, tzarech lasu, you have to go ahead and bring a carbon with you. That's their machlekes. Now, Eisver Shlokosh Rabbi Yechonon. Shlokosh asks on his dispute in Rabbi Yechonon, who says you don't have to bring a carbon every single time, from the pasuk in Shemais. It says, v'loi yiro panarekim. Shem says, don't see my face empty-handed. You see, every time you come, you have to bring a carbon. So Malay, Rabbi Yechonon said to him, no, that's be'ikai regal, that's by the primary, I mean the first day. We said the first day, everyone agrees That's when the lawyer upon the reikim. Every time you come, you have to bring. But the other days of Yom Tov, which are not primary, you don't have to bring every single time. Eisvei continues to ask from there. It says there in the pasuk, the Brisa says, when it says v'lo yiro upon the reikim, don't see my face empty-handed. So the Brisa explains that's referring to bezvachim. With what do you mean empty-handed? With a sacrifice. Ataim bezvachim. Do you say it's really referring to that you have to bring a carbon of an animal that is called a zvachim because you slaughter it with a knife? Maybe you could, don't come empty-handed, but you could bring oila sa'if, which is not called a zavach, because it's not slaughtered. Actually, it's cut off with the fingernail of the kayan, or umanachas, maybe you bring flower offerings. And bedinhu, no, says the Braisa, logic would tell us it has to be specifically zvachim. Why? Because nemer chagiga lehedgid, it says that a person, for himself, he has to bring a shalme chagiga, meaning it's eaten by the person. And the partner, v'nemer ila gvoya, it tells us that you have to bring an oil sriya for Hashem. Because when it says, lo yiro upon, I don't see my face, sounds like Hashem saying, yeah, it's something that I want for myself, so to speak. So, ma chagiga amur lehed, you just like the chagiga, which is said to the person that he eats it, is zvachim, our animal sacrifices. And that we know because it says in the pasuk in Shmos Chav Gimel, lo yolon chelev chaged boiker, don't leave over the fats of my chagiga up until the morning. Which obviously the chagiga is something that there are fats that are sacrificed to Hashem, which is like Hashem's fats. Now that's only by an animal sacrifice, which has these fats. So afriya amur ligvaya, so too then the re'iyah, which is said for Hashem, is also zvachim, is also going to be animal sacrifices. Now umahin zvachim, what are the animal sacrifices that you bring for the oilus for the re'iyah? Are oilus are totally burnt sacrifices? Ato'im oilus, you really say it's totally burnt sacrifice? Ayin el shlamim, maybe the re'iyah is also a shlamim, which is the zevach Hashem's asking to be brought for him. No, but then the Brisa continues. No, logic would tell us. We know that the Shama Chagiga is brought for the person, and we know that the Re'iyah is brought for Hashem. So Ma Chagiga Amur Lehedyid, just like Chagiga is brought for the consumption of the person. It's Barola, it's that which is fit for him, which is the Shlamim, which the owner gets to eat from. Afri'iyah Amur Ligvaya, so too the Re'iyah that's brought for Hashem is Barola, it's fit for him, which is that which is totally burnt for Hashem. And v'chim b'din, so to logic would tell us, sh'lo yehi shulchan chamali, that your table should not be full because you have all these meat from your shlamim, the shulchan rabcha recommend that the table of your master is empty, that he doesn't get the equivalent of what you're getting, and therefore it would make sense that the shlamim is for the human consumption, and the oila, Hashem's table should also be full, that the re'iyah is a oila. But one thing we see is that you cannot have your table full, which is all yamtiv, and your master's table empty, which is also all yamtiv. How's that possible? It must be because every time you come, you're bringing a carbon for Hashem. You see that there is an obligation every time that you come. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan says, no, it's be'ikka haregel. That's one of the primary yamtiv, that yes, every time you come, you have to bring oilas riyah. But all the other days, it's not true. Then you have no problem with shulchan rab chorekam, and you don't have to bring a carbon every time you come. But Eisvei, Rish Lakish continues to ask from another b'raisim. Raisa brings a beast of Yehuda Omer. He says, Shalosh Regalim Bashana, three Yom Tovim of the year. And it's Tav Yisrael Lalas Beregel is an obligation for the Jews to go, Alila Regel, to go up on the Yom Tov, B'chag HaMatzis, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. On the three pilgrimages of Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. And the Ein Nirin Chatzon. And they cannot appear halfway. Tomorrow later on is going to explain exactly what does that mean. Mesham Shalom, because there's a passing in the Vam, Kol Zuchur all your males. It cannot be halfway. It has to be all the way. Moreover, continues Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, the inir and rekanim, they cannot appear empty-handed. Because as a pasuk, below your door upon the rekim, you should not see my face empty-handed. So you see from the bright says, there's every time you come, you have to bring a carbon. Again, Rabbi Yechon says the same answer, but ikar regla, that's only by the primary yom to the first day. That every time you come, I agree, you have to bring. But all the other days, which is not the primary yom to, you don't have to bring. Now that was the end of Rish Lakish asking Rabbi Yechon. Now Israel Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechon asked Rish Lakish from the following teaching. It says in the pasuk, as we quoted, Yira, three times a year, you should appear. But at the same time, Yira, if you read it as it's written, not as it's read, it means three times a year you should see, which teaches, we're comparing it the way Hashem sees the person as the person sees Hashem. To teach, Ma'ani, just like me, Hashem, that I see you, is Bechinam, is for free. Af'atim Bechinam, so to you, when you come to me, it's also free. I mean, just like Hashem doesn't give us anything, so to speak, we don't have to give him anything. So, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish, according to you, every time you come, you have to bring something. Obviously, it's like me, that we see that the rest of the days of Yom Tov, you don't have to bring something. So the Gemara, because of that question, says you're right. Ella, truth is, kolhecha da'asav la'aisi. So we qualify the machlekes differently. Whenever a person comes and he does not bring a carbon, the rest of the Yom Tov, to kulam le'plig, right? No one disagrees. The aisle, he could come in, umeschazi, he could see God, v'nafik, and he could leave. Meaning, like from the last pasuk we just brought, afatim rechinim. You don't have to bring a carbon every time you come for the rest of Yom Tov. Kipligi, their dispute was the osava aisi, which in the first version had taken for granted that everyone holds that you could do that. No, this actually becomes a dispute. If he comes the rest of Yom Tov and he brings, which he said he doesn't have to, b'yechinon da amar riyis pon bazar koni, b'yechinon that he qualified and says, now what does it mean the re'oin has no share? I mean, you could come and show your face in the courtyard whenever you want to. Yeah, riyis pon hu de'in l'shir. It's only showing your face has no measurement. Hol karban yesh l'shir, actually become, it does have a measurement. I mean, to say, this cannot be brought as a oiles riyah. You're already maxed out, you don't bring every time you come, and actually, it's not included in that. But Shlach Rosh Hashanah says, no, Ri is pun but carbon, that you show your face with a carbon, meaning that for the carbon, I mean, that even carbon does not have a measurement, meaning you're allowed to go ahead and bring it when you come. Now, according to this new version, Ezvi, the Gemara asked on your Shlach Rosh Hashanah, following Pasuk Mishlei. Pasuk says, Hoikir raglcha me beisre echa. Make your legs scarce, like expensive, me beisre echa from your friend's house. Don't always be hanging around your friend's house. But what it's alluding to is, who's your friends? Who's your beloved's house? It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the Jews are called Reyim, like Hashem says, Laman HaChai B'Reya, for my brothers and my friends, the Jews are considered the friends of Hashem. But one thing we see is that you should not be coming and bringing karbanos all the time. But according to Rosh Lakish, it says, Ein Lam Shir, you can bring as much as you want to. So the Gemara says, no, Hasim over there, that Pasuk is B'chatois V'Hashamais. It's talking about by sin offerings and guilt offerings. It's the Pasuk is essentially telling you, don't sin that you're going to have to constantly be coming to your friend's house and bringing karbanos chatos nashim. Because Rabbi Levi, Rami actually posed as a contradiction. On the one hand, it says in the Pasuk, make your legs scarce from your friend's house, don't be coming all the time to bring karbanas. On the other hand, there's a Pasuk in Tilin that says, I come to your house with burnt sacrifices, so is it a good thing or is it not a good thing? So he says, Lakash, not difficulty. When it's sin and guilt offerings, that's make your legs scarce, don't be sinning all the time and coming with karbanas. But when it's oilis and shlam, that's good. You continuously come, and that's like Rish Lakish, not difficult in him, because that's referring to different karbanas, but actually that of the oilis ri'ah, ye ain lam shir, even for that of karbanas. In Tanna Melech is similar in the Brice like this. Keep your legs away from your friend's house. That passage to Chatz and Ashim. Says the Brice, is that really so? Chatz and Ashim? Maybe it's referring to even oilis and shlam, like Rabbi Yechanan. When the Pasuk says, I come to your house with oilis, I'm going to pay up for you my vows. You see that oilis shlam is a good thing. So how do I fulfill the Pasuk? Keep your legs away from your friend's house. Must be the Pasuk must be talking about chatas, and Hashem is not difficult on Rish Lakish. Now in the Braisa, we mentioned the cryptic statement that said, that when you're coming to do the Re'iyah, by the Beis HaMikdash, by the Shalosh HaGolim, it can't be a halfway Re'iyah, because it says Kol Zechurcha, it has to be all your males. So some of Yisrael, the member of Yisrael, thought to say that the following teaching, Mandis Le'asar Abanim, someone has 10 sons, Lo'i Lisku Idna Chamisha, he shouldn't have 5 come today, Ulamocha Chamisha, and have the other 5 come tomorrow. Because if not, if you think Einirin Chatzon actually meant to say that only half your sons should be coming, and the other half should not be coming, then that you would know from Zechurcha, your males, which your males are all your sons. I would know already all your males. I wouldn't need Kol to include some should come and some shouldn't come. Rather, when it says Kol Zechurcha, means all of them should be coming at the same time, and not some today and some tomorrow. But as you continue to Midbeis, I'm like Abaya. But Abaya said, no, this also, you wouldn't need a Pasuk of Kol to include, because even without the Pasuk, Pshit, it's obvious that if you tell me all your males, including your sons, are all obligated, obviously I would know that each and every child has to have diligence and alacrity. And how could the father tell to these, you be the reason you go today, and you be lazy, you go tomorrow? Haimenei mashvas lupayshim, which ones are you going to consider as negligent? Fahaimenei mashvas lose reason, which ones are you going to make that they should have alacrity? How could you train some sons this way and some sons that way? Ella, rather, Abaye says, no, krola my asa. What's the pasuk going to teach? A different halacha. Because we don't need a cult to tell you that half shouldn't come today, half to tomorrow. Rather, it's l'kadachem, like the teaching d'achem. The time like learn the Braisa, we mentioned this already in the Avdalad. Achem, the others, they say, hamakamet, if someone gathers together the excrement of the dogs, v'amatzav nacheshes, if someone mines the copper, v'abursi, and the leather tanner, peturim and ri'ah, these professionals are exempt from the mitzvah of ri'ah. Why? Because Shneimah says in the Pasuk, kol zechurcha, all your males, what does it teach? Only someone that could make Ali the regal with all your males together, the whole chavra. Yotze Elo, that excludes these professionals, they cannot go up with all your males. because they have a bad smell, a bad odor, people don't want to be with them. And that's also a nirin lachatzoin, meaning someone that's not fit to do alila regal only with a small group, like these individuals, they're going to have to make their own group. That's not kol zechurcha, and therefore they're exempt from the mitzvah of riyah. Tell the Mishnah with qualifying the obligations of the karbanos of Yom Tiv, which we're speaking about over here in this Masechta of the Oilos Riyah and the Shamech Hagiga. Says the Mishnah, Oilos B'mayim. Regarding the Oilos, the totally burnt sacrifices that are brought on the Yom Tiv, which it sounds like right now, they're referring to the Oilos Riyah that come on Choylos Shamayid. Those are Bois Minachulim. Those come from unconsecrated funds and not from Meiser Sheni funds. The reason for that is because there's Halacha that the Gemara brings in Menachas, that Pei Beis Min Aleph, that anything that's an obligation can only come from unconsecrated funds. It can't come from tzedakah, it can't come from Meiser Sheni. Which the Gemara is going to ask, but why are you picking, when you say the word B'mayid instead of Yom Tiv, it sounds like you're talking about specifically Chol Shamayid. But why? Even when you bring this Oila, Oila Sariya, on Yom Tiv also, it also has to be from Chulin. So why would you pick specifically that of Chol Shamayid? Be that as it may, the Mishnah continues, V'ashlamim, on the other hand, could be Minamaisa, that could be from Meiser funds, which the Gemara is going to explain, it's referring to Shalmei Simcha, which the Pasuk includes that, yeah, you could bring it from whatever source, we don't care, as long as you have meat and you're eating, you're happy. So that could actually be from Meiser funds. Mishnah continues, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. The first day of Pesach, which Gemara is going to explain what carbon you're referring to, and also why would we be picking specifically Pesach. Beishamim, they say, Minachul, that carbon has to be from unconsecrated funds. Besolam, they say, Minamaisa could even be from Meiser funds. Mishnah continues, Yisrael Yetzin Dechavasim. Jewish people could fulfill their obligation. Which obligation? The obligation of simcha, of rejoicing on Yom Tov, which is whenever situation it is that they can have meat that's going to satisfy them. In other words, essentially the Mishnah is coming to tell us that they don't have to slaughter special shlum to be b'neshamei simcha. No, they can fulfill the obligation of having meat on Yom Tov, b'nedarim, b'nedavis, regarding karbanos that they had vowed to bring or donated all year round. It's just that they live far away from the Beis HaMikdash. When they make Alila Regal to Yerushalayim on Yom Tov, they bring it with them, and then they sacrifice the sacrificial parts, and the meat is owned by the owners. At that point, they're going to be fulfilling the obligation of Simcha, of Shamei Simcha, with those karbanos. Now, why are we picking this Yisrael? Because we want to say the next statement of the Sefer, that the Kahanim can fill with Chatois, not Shamei, so we pick Yisrael. But they can fill with Nedarim and Nedavos, the Maisa Behema, which is when the person has new animals that were born to him, every 10th one is Maisa Behema, has to be brought as a carbon. So when you bring it on the Yom Tov, you fulfill the obligation of a Simcha too. So to Vakahanim, even though it's not their own animals, they fulfill the obligation B'chatayis V'ashamas with the sin and guilt offerings, which when other people bring their sin offerings, because the enemy is coming to the Beis HaMikdash, they would be oily regled, and they have these carbons they have to bring. So that meat that the Kahanim get to eat, which are this, they get certain parts of the carbon, they could eat the meat for satiation. They fulfill the obligation of simcha. They don't have to bring a special shlam to be for the shamei simcha. It's only when they don't have any other meat, then they have to bring it. But they can fulfill it with the sin offerings and the guilt offerings of abchar and the firstborn animals, ubechaz of a sheik and the breast and the thigh, which are separated from all the shlamim that the oil regalim have to bring. Aval loy ba'efes, but they cannot fulfill the obligation by bird commandments, let's say the chata sa'if, because the satiation and the joy is only with the meat of an animal, as Gemara is going to learn that out. And also, B'lebe Menachas, they cannot fulfill the obligation of Simchas Yom Tov with flower offerings. That's not valid. It has to be that of animals. Now, the Gemara wonders the question, as we had alluded to, Ella, wait, so it sounds like you're saying in the Mishnah that Oilos B'mayit, when you bring a carbon Oila, the Oilos Re'ia, Achal HaMayit, who the boys B'nachulim, that one has to come from unconsecrated funds. Ha, oh, it sounds like, but if you bring it b'yamtiv, if you bring it then, it sounds like you bring it min ha-meiser. If you want to, you could bring it from meiser funds. Why would you say that? Am I? What do you mean? This oila is something that's a personal obligation. Anything that's an obligation, in the balam achul, can only come from unconsecrated created funds. So why would this be a limitation on chalamoid more than on yamtiv? And v'chitim, if you're going to say the reason why we pick chalamoid is because, parenthetical, that Hakamash Mulan is coming to tell us something else. The Eilois, that the Eilois, B'mayit Ba'is, could come on Chalamayit B'Yom Tov Ein Ba'is, but actually the Eilois Ru'iyah cannot be sacrificed on Yom Tov. See, right, it's not really a din Chalamayit, but it's just telling us because that's the only time you could actually bring it. And so even though it's an obligation for the Yom Tov, but since you could do it on Chalamayit, we don't let you bring it on Yom Tov, only bring it on Chalamayit. Problem with that is, come on, who would that be going like? Kebe Shammai? Which we don't generally rule like B'Shamay. It's not like the Mishnah teaches later on the Zayin and Aleph that this is Machlokes B'Shamay's hill. B'Shamay, the school of B'Shamay, they say Mevin shlam, you could bring your shlamim karbanas on yamtiv because that's something that ultimately a person is able to eat that meat. But still the school of Shammai says you cannot lean on that Shammai Chagiga before you sacrifice it, because leaning on the animal is Issa Drabbanon, because you're using an animal. And the Mishnah teaches in Masechtas Beit Avlam Avam Beis that certain things are rabbinically restricted on Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not going to go on a tree and you're not going to ride on an animal. So the school of Shammai says you could bring the Shlam, but you cannot lean on it. Avaloi Oilus. But the Oilus Re'iyah that you have, you cannot bring it all. Because Beis Shammai holds, when you're allowed to do malacha on Yom Tov, it says lochem for you, but v'loy l'gvoy, not which is just for Hashem, which is what an oila is, except for the Karban Tamid, Masafim, which they are set days, which anything that's a set time, the Pasuk tells it b'mayadeh, in its designated time, you could even bring it on Shabbos, for sure, on Yom Tov. But regarding the oila shri'iyah, which does not have a set time, because you can bring it on Chol HaMoed, no, I'll bring it on Yom Tov. Beis Hillel, the school of Hillel say, no, Mavin Shalom and Ba'ilis, you can bring your Shalom HaChigigah and your Ilis Ri'iyah, and actually, Vesem Chalem, you could even lean on it because since it's permitted to bring it, so the rabbis are not going to make an Isser Drabbanon of saying that you cannot do a Smicha, you could even do the Malachas Dereis of bringing the carbon. But we did that as a May, so we're back to the question. You cannot say we said Ilis B'moid because parenthetically telling you because you can't bring it on Yom Tov because that's only like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. So why did we say Ilis B'moid has this halacha Bois Melachulin if Yom Tov also has the same halacha and you could bring it like Beis Hillel? Says Gemara, you're right. Chasur mechsev achikatan. There are words missing from a mission. This is what it's supposed to say. Oilos nedarim v'nedavos. We didn't say those words in the Mishnah, but the oilos of that are our vows and our donations. You're right. B'mayid bais. Those are only coming on Chol HaMoed. Yom Tov ainim bais. On Yom Tov you cannot bring them even according to Beis Hillel, because the Tan of our Mishnah at least holds a misil that nedarim v'nedavos cannot be brought on Yom Tov, because when Beis Hillel lets you bring oilos, it's oilos ri'i in the Shalma Chagiga, because even though you can make it on Chol HaMoed, but ultimately the primary mitzvah is on the first day, like it says v'chagoyisam oisai, which sounds like it's going the first day of Yom Tov. But nedarim v'nedavos you can bring any other day of the year. Even Beis Hillel would agree according to this Tana, you cannot bring it on Yom Tov. That's when it says oilos b'moed, that's referring to the oilos of nedarim v'nedavos. That's only Chol HaMoed. Then again, that word's missing. V'oilos ri'i above Yom Tov. And those three could be brought even on Yom Tov. Now, okashiba, and when you're bringing it, you're right, this is not a din only in Chol HaMoed. And these next words are going on the Oilos Ri'iyah too, which is even on Yom Tov. Okashiba, when it comes in the Baal and Achol, it could only be brought from unconsecrated funds. And here you cannot differentiate and to say that you could go ahead and add Meiser funds with the Oilos Ri'iyah, because actually when we allow you to add Maisa funds, that's actually regarding the Shammai Chagiga, as you're going to learn in the Braisa later on the next daf, that how do you know if you want to mix in funds, you could, because by a Shlomim, you could have a person that has many people that need to be eating and he has very little funds. And you cannot bring all of those funds from unconsecrated funds. But in Oila, why would you add on Maisa funds? You just bring the cheapest thing of Mal Kesev, you don't have to feed anyone. So therefore Rashi just adds on that idea, because that's related to the next idea, which we're talking about the Chagiga. Rashi is just explaining that the actually Oilos Ri'iyah, that's what has to be brought, like we're saying in the Mishnah, only from the Chulin. You cannot do the Halacha of Teiflin, which we're going to see in the next daf, is this concept that comes up in the next lines of the Mishnah, that actually Shammai Chagiga, you could do Teiflin, you could add on. Now, B'Shammai Simcha, and regarding the Shlomim that's brought for joy, that's going af min ha-maisa, that can be brought even, and that's what we said vashlamim. When we say shlamim na ma'isa, it's referring to specifically shami simcha, can be brought even from the ma'isa, because that's actually not even an obligation to bring a carbon shlamim if you have other meat. Now, if you have ma'isa sheni funds, which is after you took off your ma'isa rishon, which everything that you have to take off one tenth and give it to the levy, the second tenth has to be brought to you Yerushalayim on certain years, and you buy a shlamim, and the pasuk includes later on that all types of joy could be used for the Shammai Simcha, and therefore, yeah, that shlam could be brought from Meiser Sheni funds. Now, V'chagigis, now this, it didn't say this in the Mishnah, it just said Yom Tov Rishon Pesach, so we've been adding on words. When we said Oilos B'Moed, we actually said, that's referring to Oilos Nedarim V'Nedavos, that's on Yom Tov, and it doesn't even say Oilos Ri'iyah, but we added that on also, that Oilos Ri'iyah, which that's not only on Chol HaMoed, that's even on Yom Tov, that's only from Chulin. Because as Rashi explained, that the oila doesn't have the heter of tefela of adding on a meiser funds. When we say shlom and a meiser, we mean shami simcha, which is no obligation to actually bring a carbon you have meat. That could even therefore be for meiser sheni funds. And now we're talking about the other carbon, the last one to be mentioned, is the shami chagiga. The chagiga is Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach, and the carbon chagiga the first day of Pesach, which again, every Yom Tov you have to bring, besides the oila, which we mentioned, also have to bring a shami chagiga. The shami, and they say minachul, could only be from unconsecrated funds. Or Besilaimim, still say Mina Meiser, it could even be from the Meiser funds. That's how you have to read the Mishnah, and therefore that answers the question that we had asked. And says, Yimar Tam Halakha Zimulan Nabraisa. Oilois Nidarm and Nadavis, it's adding on the words that we didn't have in the Mishnah. When we say Oilis B'mayid, we're saying it's the Oilis of Nidarm and Nadavis. That's B'mayid Boris. That could be run on Chalamayid. But B'yamtav ain't a Boris. Yamtav cannot be brought. B'oilis Re'iyah, which again doesn't say this in the Mishnah, that's Bo'afil B'yamtav. That, according to Basil, is brought even on Yamtav. And that these words we do have in the Mishnah, but when it's brought in the Ba'al Machulin, that's what's going on El Machulin, on the Oilis Re'iyah. That's only brought from unconsecrated funds. And then Vishami Simcha, so when we say Shlamim, we mean the Shami Simcha, but that's boy enough in the Maisa, it could be brought even from Maiser funds. And the final halacha, which again, it didn't say it's Chagiga, but that's what we explain. We see the Baisa clearly says, if Chagiga is Yom Tibetish of Pesach, and the Kabbin Chagiga, the first day of Pesach, which that's most definitely an obligatory carbon, even if you have a lot of meat, the Gemara tells us later on, from Chagoysim Oisai, we learn that you have a special mitzvah to bring a Shami Chagiga, but the Gemara is going to later on ask, why are you picking specifically Pesach? It's every Yom Tiv that you have the obligation of Shami Chagiga. But be that as it may, the Bisham say that's to be Minachum from unconsecrated funds. Ubisilaim and Basil says, Min HaMaisa. Could even be brought from Maisa funds, which the Gemara later is going to ask, what do you mean? But that's the halacha that we mentioned, that anything that Dabashu B'chayba, which is what a Shami Chagiga is, has to be brought from Chulin, not from Maisa. So the Gemara next stop is going to explain what's called Teifel, that you're right. Of course, Basil agrees it has to be from Chulin, but when you want to add on funds to have more, that could be brought even from Maisa funds. But the Gemara clarifies what we had alluded to. Maishna Chagiga is Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach. Every Yom Tov, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, you have to bring a Shami Chagiga. Why picking specifically the first day of Yom Tov at Pesach? So Rav Ashi says, Hakamashma, what's coming to tell us is to contrast. Chagiga is Chamisha Asa In. Yes, the Chagiga of the 15th of Nisan, which is the first day of Pesach, that is an obligation. But Chagiga is Arba Asa Loi. But the Kama Chagiga that's brought on the 14th of Nisan, that not. In other words, the reason why we're picking the Yom Tov of Pesach is because Erev Pesach, there's another type of Chagiga when you have, let's say, a large Karban Pesach group, which they were sharing all one Karban Pesach. It's not enough meat for people to be satisfied. So they would bring with the Karban Pesach a Karban Chagiga so that when you finally eat the Karban Pesach, it should be what's called Al HaSeva, that you're already full because you ate something else beforehand. That's what our mission is parenthetically coming to teach us, that the Chagiga of Yom Tov itself, that's what we say could only be brought from Chulin. But the Chagiga of the 14th of Nisan, that could even come from Meiser funds. As the Gemara concludes on the top of Chesam and Alf, Amuk Sav, obviously that the Tana holds, Chagigas Arba Asa, the Chagiga you bring in the 14th of Nisan, which is what you bring together with the Karban Pesach in case you have too many people and not enough Karban Pesach, is a lot of the rice, is not a biblical obligation. Just we want you to be satisfied when you're eating the Karban Pesach, so therefore you're going to have that, but it's not an obligation, so therefore it's not called Dabash B'chayba, or it's not Dabash B'chayba, then you can bring that meat of that Chagiga, even from Maisa funds, and that's what the Mishnah was picking, specifically Pesach, but you're right, it's not really a Din in Pesach, it's really any singular Yom Tov that the Shalmei, that you have an obligation of a Shalmei Chagiga, and that's where we had this discussion, this Machlegis, which we're going to say on the next off regarding Machlegis B'Shamet Hill, does that have to be purely from Chulin? Well, like B'Shil says, that Minna Maisa, which we explained that in addition, it could be supplemented from Meiser funds.